Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The need for the Minister for Housing to update the building regulations was raised in the Shannon in the past week. Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan said it's necessary to increase the share of timber-framed buildings and new building technologies in order to reduce emissions.
Currently, you can't build any residential above 10 metres from a timber-based product. If the building is duplex, the ground floor must be concrete or brick. So this is in effect a ban on timber-based building technologies. Currently, Part B of the building regs is dealing with fire safety is under review, as you know, Minister. So this is the perfect opportunity to address this issue. Changing Part B of the building regs can be done to both allow timber-based construction, but also to ensure that that construction is completely compliant with fire safety standards. That can include measures such as concrete stairwells, sprinkler systems in all apartments and mid-rise developments with fire escapes. If we don't do this, Minister, I think it is virtually impossible for us to reach our 2030 targets in the built environment. We know that currently 80% of Irish timber is exported to other countries. In Ireland, only 48% of all new scheme homes are timber framed, but they can't be used in mid-rise. And this is also the type of construction that we're trying to promote because it increases the density, it creates sustainable communities. So this is a win-win all around.
Speaking on behalf of Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, Minister Malcolm Noonan said the Timber and Construction Working Group was examining a number of issues.
The scope of this group includes a review of industry capacity, technical research and guidance, and the regulatory environment to support the development of mass timber construction in Ireland. The working group is a forum for government and industry to work collaboratively to increase the use of timber in construction while ensuring the highest degree of building safety and property protection. In addition, my department is working hard to implement impactful measures for decarbonisation of embodied carbon in construction materials. Reduction of these emissions will be driven at EU level by an updated and strengthened Energy Performance of Buildings Directive and Construction Products Regulation. This EU legislation will create a harmonised framework to assess and communicate the environmental and climate performances of construction products in the EU single market. In accordance with the Climate Action Plan, my department is engaging with the SAI to put in place embodied carbon methodology for new buildings from the end of 2025. In accordance with the Draft Energy Performance of Buildings Directive, this declaration of global warming potential will be included in the Building Energy Rating Certificate.
Ireland's first national waste management plan for a circular economy was launched in the past week. The plan aims to tackle the significant waste challenges faced here and provides a new framework for the prevention and management of waste from 2024 to 2030. Hugh Coughlan is Regional Waste Coordinator for the Eastern Midland Region.
It's a first of its kind, essentially, because it's the first national plan. So all 31 local authorities are coming together under one banner of one national plan. Heretofore, we had three regional plans, and prior to that, we would have had each local authority having its own individual plan.
So, just how significant is the challenge facing us?
Well, in Ireland at the moment, we're collecting over 13.7 million tonnes of waste. That's 2.7 tonnes for every person in the country. And that's the equivalent of two cars. So it's a significant issue. Our recycling rate is hovering around 41%. We have EU targets of 55% by 2025 and 60% by 2030. So there is a significant challenge.
Hugh says the new plan is simple.
Our aim here is, in terms of dealing with waste, we're trying to keep materials in use for longer. What does that mean essentially in practice? It means reducing, it means reusing and repair, it then means recycling. So we're just moving more focus on reusing and repair.
The Transport Minister says he's looking forward to meeting Ryanair's chief executive to discuss how the airline will meet climate targets. Airlines have committed to achieve net zero by 2050. Michael O'Leary has strongly criticised Minister Eamon Ryan over the passenger cap at Dublin Airport and labelled him a dunce. However, Minister Ryan had this to say when asked if the row between the government and Ryanair was becoming too personalised.
Not on my side. I don't think I've said anything in any way personal. But I'm looking forward to meeting Michael O'Leary. And one of the first questions I'll have to ask is, Ryanair, like most other European airlines, have set themselves the ambition of being net zero by 2050. That's a huge challenge. So how are we going to do it? How are you going to make aviation sustainable in that time frame? And that's what they have to do, and they can do.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect, and join us at the same time again next week.